Okay, we'll start. Today is Daf Samach Dal. We are on Samach Gimel on the base, I believe, towards the bottom by Tana Rabbanan. Right?
Yes.
So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa regarding the inyan of the size of something that's woven to whether or not it's for Kabbal Tumah. So Tana Rabbanan, Ari Kol Shehu Tamei. An Ari, any woven item of clothing, any minimal amount is Tamei. The Tachshit Kol Shehu Tamei. Any type of jewelry, small size, you don't need a minimal size, any small size is Tamei. Arig b'tachshit kol shehu, if it's woven and jewelry together, then it's tamei. I don't understand what the chiddush of that is. If an arig by itself kol shehu is tamei, and a tachshit by itself kol shehu is tamei, so when they're together, it's kol shehu, so it's tamei. The Tosos points out arig b'tachshit is mikan mashkam mitkol makom, but the second to last Tosos by inan shir tzas. You have to have a little shir on each one of them. The imlapkein chetzi of the kol shehu, the chetzi of the kosher might have it. What would it be? Half of a kosher, what would it be? It has to be some sort of shear. So Amarav, Musaf sak ala beged. The sack, which is this clothing made out of goat hair, the sack is musaf al habeged, has more. The day though is still now more in order. Okay, musaf sak ala beged. There's a chumra of the sack over the beged. Right, shetamei mishum areg, because the sack is tamei mishum areg, whatever that means. We'll get to that in a minute. So Amar Rava, areg kol shehu tamei. How do we know that an areg kol shehu is tamei mei obeged? Like we said yesterday, from the pasuk it says obeged, from the extra word o, it adds that kol shehu is tamei. Tachshit kol shehu tamei. How do I know that? I know that mitzitz from the tzitz, that no matter how large the tachshit is, it is mekabel tumah. Areg b'tachshit kol shehu tamei. You put how much together? So the pasuk says, but in Midjan it says, kol kli maisa, every kli maisa, and kol kli maisa is includes anything that has a kol shehu, including if it's arig or and a tachshit together. I don't know if we've read it yesterday, but Tosos asks, Tosos minayin, he says, didn't we learn in the second parak that we learned from Obeged that the beged has to be 3x3? Now we're learning here that Obeged teaches us any size kol shehu, sort of mutually exclusively moving. So Tosa says, "V'yesh lomer d'hasa mayim b'bami beged gadol." If you're going from a full-size beged and you're ripping it apart, so that means you're making it smaller and smaller. Then from o beged you need 3x3. But here, hafcha mayim b'arig kol shehu d'mitchila. That this is what your original intention was, and then a kol shehu by something woven is sufficient to be mekabel tumah. What? Okay, good. So amalei ahumei rabbanan l'rava. So the Gemara asked, one of the Rabbanan asked Rava. Rava said, you learn Arig and Tachshit from the pasuk Kol Kli Maisa. Well, Kol Kli Maisa, that is B'midjan Ksiv. That is talking about what happened with the Maisa of Midjan at the end of Chumash Bamidbar, right, with the Mechal Midjan, and that's talking about Tumas Mace, right? That's talking about Tumas Mace. So we can learn that Arig and Tachshit Kol Shum Mekabel Tumah Megabe Tumas Mace. But how can you learn that the mekabel tumah by tumah sheretz or a weaker tumah? So Amar Leis, Rav says back to them, Gamar kli kli mehasam. No, you don't learn it from a gzeira shava. You learn a gzeira shava kli kli mesheretz. How does that work? But Rashi points out, b'shratzim ksiv kol kli asher yase melacha. Right. So by sheretz it says kol kli asher yase melacha. In Parshas Midjan it says kol kli maisa. Right. And what just like the kli by sheretz is mekabel tumah sheretz, whatever that kli is, and we say that's partially already partially tachshit. So to here by Parshas Midjan, it includes Tumas Sheretz. Learning it out not necessarily from Midjan itself, but from the Gzeira Shava that comes out from the Parsha of Midjan to the Parsha of Kli Sheretz. And again, the Gzeira Shava, for the most part, we'll see today it's not 100% true, but for the most part, you can't answer on Gzeira Shava. It's something from your Rebbe, and that's it. It's the Mesorah, and you don't have a logic. There's no pirach like there is for a Kavah Chomer. There is what we call Mufneh that has to be left open, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay, Brisa says as follows. The Brisa continues and said, "Musaf sak al beged shetami mishum areg." The sock, which is the goat hair made piece of clothing, is more chomer on the beged, which I guess is made out of other clothing, right? Rashi says, "Sak hu asoy minutza shel ezim," right? It's more tummy because it's additional, more chomer because it's tummy mishum areg. So the Gemara says, "Atu beged lav arigu." So it was an article of clothing, not made out of goat hair, not sewn, it's not woven. Also woven. This is more musaf because it's woven. And the beged is not woven? Yes, it's woven. So you want to know hachikamer. Sak, musaf sak ala beged, the sak has more chumras, afo pisha eno arig tami, even if it's not woven. which is thoroughly stitched, it's going to be mekabel tumah. Right? Rashi says, "Alpa pisha enu arig ela kala katan asa minutos shal isim litlos bo bati nafesh al tzav rito." It's sort of like it's just twisted or braided together. It doesn't have to be fully woven. So sak, the goat hair, is more chamer because even if it's not fully woven, it's just twisted or braided, it's going to be mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says, "Okay, wait a second. So lemay chazi, what's that good for? What can you do with this goat hair and just twist it? What is it good for?" So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yochanan, shekein ani kolei shalosh nimin. A poor person will braid or twist three goat hairs together. Vitolei b'tzavar bito, and you can hang it on the neck of a daughter, some sort of ornament. But that's how they would use it for. It needs to be braided, but it doesn't have to be woven like a beged. But for sock, this just needs to be braided. V'tana Rabbanan." So what is actually Tana Rabbanan? Okay, by the pasuk of Tumas Kalim, it says Kol Asher Yipolei Mehem B'Mosam Yitma Mikol Kli Eitz O Beged O Or O Sak. So what's the sak? So anything that falls onto any of these things mentioned, onto a Kli Eitz, a Beged, an Or, a Sak, that's going to become Tameh if a Sheretz falls on them. So from the now we're going to darsh in the word Sak. So it says Sak. So Einli Ela Sak. That I know a sock, which is something that's going to be worn to wear. Rashi says, "Eini el sock ha'asui lilvos roim, to be worn. Minayin lirabos es ha'kilkili es ha'chevek. How do I know to include the kilkili and the chevek that they're also mekabel tumah? What is the kilkili and the chevek? They're two types of straps or sort of like reins that are put on the horse. The kilkili is put around the shoulders, I think." And the chevek is put around the belly. It depends on where they put these reins. But they're made. How do we know that those are also makabel tumah? So Talmud Lomar Osak. The extra word O comes to include these things, the kilkli and the chevek, that they're also makabel tumah. So Yochel Shani Marbe from the word O. Maybe I'll include also Esachavaliv Esamishichos, these ropes and these measuring sticks, or these measuring type strings. So Talmud Lomar Sak. It has to be Sak. Ma sak tavoy ve'arig, just like the sock is spun and woven, ab kol tavoy ve'arig. So too, anything that has to be tavoy and arig, and I guess these chavalim and neshichos are not spun and woven. All right, but then we just say before that sock is alpha pisha eno arig. So right here we're saying arig. So I think maybe here means we said before also that it has to at least be braided. It has to be. So maybe here when they say arig, it means it has to be spun and braided. Whatever arig constitutes arig for a sock. Which we said a moment ago, which with the Shlosh Nimin has to be braided. So I guess that's what they're, I think that's what they're saying, because otherwise we just said Alpha Pish ain't Orig. Now we're saying it has to be Orig, but it has to be it's Tavoy and Orig. But these Chavalim and the Meshichos, they're not spun, so therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah. Okay, so the Gemara says Hareyu Omer, right? Now what about the concept of a sock being Mekabel Tumah Mace? Hareyu Omer, it says by Tumas Mace. So the extra word b'chol, you have the word b'chol, right? But that's so. Why is it said? It's l'rabos kilkli v'sechevek. It comes to include these two types of reins that are put on the horses. That even though they're not levush adam, nevertheless they're tameim because they're made from, I guess, goat hair. They're made from izim, and that's why they're mekabel tumas hames as well. So the Gemara says yochol shani marbe. Maybe I should include these ropes and these measuring strings to be makabel tumas mace. V'dinu, and maybe I'll say that I have a kabel chomer. I would say as follows: Tima b'sheret, the sock which is made of ma'ase izim is matame b'sheret, the time b'mace, and it's also matame b'mace. So ma kasha tima b'sheret lo tima ela tava v'arig. Just like when the less stringent tumah by the sheretz, it was only matam is something that's woven and spun. After the tumah b'meis, so too when a matam b'meis, it's lo timei ela tav of yarig, that I would only have to only be something tav of yarig, and that would exclude the chavalim and meshichos. So the Gemara says no, I wouldn't have that kal v'chomer to exclude. I need a drush. In other words, the Gemara is asking, why do I need a drusha to exclude chavalim and meshichos from tumas b'meis? Where it says, why do you need an extra limud? And I get it from the kal v'chomer. So where it says, no, the kal v'chomer is not palatable, because hein im hikel b'tamei sharetz, when it comes to the tamei sharetz, I'm makel and say they're not, these things are not mekabel tumah, shehikala, because it's only, you know, tumas erev and you go to mikvah, nakiel tumas hameshi chamura, I'm going to be makel by tumas hameshi chamura, Tumas Chameisim, and Kamal 7 days. So I'm not going to say, I'm not going to exclude something unless I know explicitly. So why should I exclude it over here? Why should I make the Lima? Maybe I should include the Chavalim and the Mashichos. So the Gemara continues, Tamalomar, Beged V'or. Right, it says, Beged V'or. Here it says, V'chol Beged V'chol Ki'or V'chol Maisa Isem. It says, Beged V'or. So Beged V'or, and it says Beged V'or here, and also says Beged V'or by the Tumas Sharetz. Right? So the Gzeira Shava. It's going to teach us a Gzeira Shava. Keep in mind, the Gzeira Shava now is Beged V'or, Beged V'or. It's to teach us a Gzeira Shava. Namar Beged V'or B'sheretz, Namar Beged V'or B'meis. Ma Beged V'or Ha'amor B'sheretz Lo Tima El Tav V'arig. Beged V'or, we just learned, by Tumas Sharetz only comes to include something that's spun and woven. Ach Beged V'or Ha'amor B'meis Lo Tima El Tav V'arig. It's only coming to include something that's spun and woven, which would exclude these Chavalim and these Mashichos. So the Gemara says, the Brisa continues, Uma Beged V'or Ha'amor B'meis Tima Kol Maisa Izim. Right? So just like, so the Gemara is saying, so just like Beged and Or comes to include things that are like Maisa Izim, right? Maisa Izim means a taboy or an arig, and therefore I'm going to include, now I'm going to come to include the Kilkili and the Chavik, right? So that, so Ab Beged Or, I'm Besheretz, Timei Kol Maisa Izim. Okay, so now I have another limud of for Kilkili and Chavik, which we said before, the Kilkili and Chavik came from the word Sak. Now we're learning it out from sort of a Gzera Shavah. So the Gemara says, and Bryce continues, Ainli Eladavar Haba Mina Izim. I only know something that comes, an article of clothing that is spun and woven from goats. Minayla Rabos, Dava Haba Miznapa Sosam, or Miznapa Para, Tamar Lomar, Osak. Now I'm learning that from Osak. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ha Apitke, the Kilkli Bechevek. Didn't we just learn the O from the Osak to include the Kilkli and the Chevek, the Demarkabal Tuma? So how can you learn the Osak to include something that comes from the Sos of the Para? So the Gemara says, "No, hani mili mikamei the less Gzeira Shava." Over there, we were learning Kilkli and Chevek from the Osak. That's before we knew this Gzeira Shava. But Hashta the Asik Gzeira Shava. Now that we had this Gzeira Shava and we learned Tumas Sheretz from Tumas Mace to include the Kilkli and the Chevek, so the O utilay, the O is extra, and they can learn that O now to include all the articles of clothing made from a horse or made from a cow, not just from the goat. Okay. Now the Brisa continues, a long Brisa. Ainli Ella Sheretz. Now I have Osak, which is extra by Sheretz. So I know that these things made from the Sus or made from the Para are Mekabel Tumas Sheretz. So Ainli Ella Sheretz. Betumas Meis Minayin. How do I know that they're Mekabel Tumas Meis as well? So you say, oh, maybe it's a Bidinhu. Maybe it's a Binyanav, right? A Dinhu. Time B'meis. Maisa Izim. Something like Godus Matama B'meis. Betima B'Sheretz. Ma Tima B'Sheretz. So Ma Tima B'Sheretz. Tima b'sheretz, also davar abam mizanav asus mizanav abam b'maisa izim akush tima meis, also davar abam mizanav asus mizanav parak b'maisa izim. Just like you did by tumas sheretz, you make it by tumas meis. The Gemara says, wait a second, is that really true? Hein im hirbe b'tumas erev shim ruba naber b'tumas shiva shim uetes. If we're going to include extra things by tumas erev, by tumas sheretz, that may be because tumas sheretz is meruba. So machlokas, we'll see what meruba means. Nabri b'tuma shiva shimuetes, or we can include by tuma shiva, which is less, and aren't as many halachas, so why are we going to include more? What does it mean shimeruba? Rashi says, shahimeruba, he says, shakol hamagos tumas erev hein. Anything that you touch is tumas erev, right? Sheretz, nevela, shifazera, magazov, magatame mace, all these things become, make you tame for one day, as opposed to tame mace, where it's just one thing. Similarly, Rabbeinu Chananel says, tumas sheretz is the shmona shratzim. Tumas Meis is there's only one type of dead body. There's only one archetype, and there are 8 archetypes when it comes to Tumas Sheretz. But nevertheless, Tumas Sheretz is more inclusive, more expansive, because there are more articles and more items that are included in Tumas Sheretz. So maybe over there, we had the lima to include Sus and Parra, things that are made from those. But who says we include it by Tumas Meis? So Tamid Lomar, we have our friend, our Gzeira Shava, Begev or Gzeira Shava, Nema Begev or Besheretz, Nema Begev or Bemeis. Ma Begev or Omer Besheretz, Asadav Rabba Miznav Asus, Miznav Aparak, Mais Izim. You said that anything that comes from a Sus, it comes from a cow, it's the same thing that comes from a goat. So too, Af Begev or Omer Bemeis, Asadav Rabba Miznav Asus, Miznav Aparak, Mais Izim. Okay, that is the Brisa. The key thing here is that there's a Gzeira Shava, Begev or from Sheretz to Bemeis and back and forth. Question though is, now Gemara asks, well, can you really make this Gzeira Shava? Are these words extraneous? In order to make the Gzeira Shava, these words have to be extraneous in their locale, meaning they're not needed to learn anything out right then and there. It's called Mufne. They're open. They're panui. They're free. So The Gemara says, Umufne. The words beged and or by the Shratzim, by Tumas Meis, have to be mufne. They have to be left open and free for the Gzeir Shava. De'i lav mufne, because if they're not free for the Gzeir Shava, meaning if they're needed in their own place, de'i lav mufne, ikal lemefrach, I could, and there's, you can't clear a shayla on a Gzeir Shava unless it's not mufne. If it's not mufne, and you still have to do an Gzeir Shava, then I can ask on the Gzeir Shava. That's what it seems to be. Because if it's not mufne, ikal lemefrach, right? You can ask the Shailon. You can say as follows. You can't learn out Sheretz to Tumas Hameis, because you can say, Mala Sheretz, it came Matame B'chadosha. Sheretz has a Chumrah, that it's Matame B'chadosha, for a small size of a lentil bean. But a Tumas Hameis is only Matame B'chazayis. It's a different, you need more. So therefore, since they weren't so Machmir by Tumas Hameis, they're not going to be Machmir to Matame Tumas Hameis by Zonav Asus, and son of Apara. But if it's Mufne for the Gzeir Shava, then Gzeir Shava, from words that are Mufne, it's as if it's written explicitly in the Psukim, and you can't ask a Shailah. That's the rules, those are the words of Mufne. So Gemara says, Lai Afnuni Mufne, Yenachanami, you're correct, the words Beged V'or are free. There are Mufne, Michti, because I don't need to learn. I don't need those words by Tumas Sheretz. Why? Because Tumas Sheretz is already compared to Tumas Shifa Zera. And once I have the comparison to Tumas Shifa Zera, I already know what Beged V'Or is going to teach me. So therefore, Beged V'Or is extraneous by Tumas Sheretz, and therefore it's free to be expounded as a Gzeir Shava. So lie means true. Afnu Mufne, Mifte Sheretz, V'Itkish L'Shifa Zera. The pasuk says, Ish Asher Teitzim Imenu Shifa Zera. There's a man who Shifa Zera comes out from him, the samach lay ish asher yiga b'chol sheretz, any man who touches sheretz. So therefore, there's a hekesh between shifa zera and sheretz. The ksiv bei b'shifa zera, and it says by shifa zera that ko beged b'chol or asher yelav shifa zera, it says b'chubas b'mayim v'tamei ada erev. So therefore, we already have beged v'or, which is going to include everything that we're supposed to have, right? Ko beged v'or from shifa zera. So beged v'or the kasa rachmanu v'sheretz lamali. So why do I need beged v'or in shichvas beged v'or by sheretz? So therefore shma min alafnui beged v'or in sheretz is therefore extra to be learned as a gzeir shava to the beged v'or in tumas meis, and therefore we can learn both from another. The Gemara says, okay, that's fine. Vakati mufna mitzad echadu ain't a chanami. So it's now mufna. Remember, the two sides to a gzeir shava. So there's a lachokus whether or not it only needs to be mufne on one side, or it needs to be mufne on both sides. So now we found out that it's mufne on one side. So still we see mufne mitzar echadu. It's open on one side. So honey chalaman the amar mufne mitzar echadu made the meshivin. That's all fine and dandy according to the sheet who says that as long as it's mufne from one side, you can make the gzeira shava and you can't ask a kasha on it, right? El laman the amar lemeidin meshivin. According to Mandamur says that if it's mufne from one side, you can make the gzeira shava, but beware if you have a kasha on the gzeira shava, you can knock it out. So ma'ikla memar, what are you going to do? You can still ask the kasha that we had over here, because it's not mufne by mace. It's only mufne by sheretz. So the Gemara says, no, begiv or de mace also nami of nuya mufne. It's also extraneous. Michte, ma'ikish l'shichva zera. Sorry, mace, itzka, I read that wrong. Mace itzka shichva zera. Mace itself is also compared to shichva zera. So once I have it begiv or by shichva zera, I have it then by mace. So that begiv or that's written by the mace is extraneous. So it's mufne on both sides to make the gzeira shava, right? So mace itkish l'shichva zera diksev, because it says by the kol hanu, it says by the shichva zera, it says by mace v'hanogei b'chol tamei nefesh o isha asher teitzim imenu shichva zera. So it's putting the same pasuk. You touch the tamei nefesh or shichva zera o shiva shichva zera b'chol beged b'chol or. So beged v'or the kasher one mace lamalish ma'amina lechnuyeh to make the drasha to make the gzeira. So we pulled in Shifa Zera, the Tum of Shifa Zera, and it said that there's a hekesh between Shifa Zera and Sheretz, Shifa Zera and Tummy Mace. So therefore the Beg of Or that's written by Shifa Zera already applies to Sheretz, already applies to Mace. So then the Beg and Or by Shifa Zera and the Beg and Or by Sheretz and the Beg and Or by Tummy Mace are now extraneous and can be used as a Xer Shah. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Told you. So now the Gemara is going to explain what are the Takshitei Nashim that were talked about in Milchemes Midjan, right? We had this Milchemes Midjan, that they captured all these things. That's where we're getting the whole din of Tumas Meis. So we're going to talk about what was the booty, the shlal by Midjan. So the pasuk says by Midjan, v'nakrev, and they brought a karbon l'Hashem, each, every person who found kli zahav, etzada, v'tzamid, tabas, agil, v'chumas. So, Amar Rabbi Lezer, what's an agil? Agil zedufush shel dadin. It's some sort of, it's like a bust, sort of, that's made, or some sort of tafshit that's made like a human body. It's worn across the chest, worn across the vest. She wears that. Kumaz zedufush shel beis harechem. It's the same thing, but it's worn across the makam ha'erva. It's like this golden chastity belt, I guess, for lack of a better term. All right. So Amar Rav Yosef. Ihachi, now Ihachi here is a proof, right? It's Rav Yosef, who always brings in the unkos. It's Ihachi, if that's what they really mean, then the targum makes sense. Ihachi, targuminon, that when the unkos translates the word kumaz, which we said was something that's worn across the chest, he lances it as machuk, right? Machuk, if he says, davar hamebi lide gichuk, it's something that brings leitzanus, that brings gichuk, that brings laughter, that brings scoffing, right? So therefore, because you're talking about something that goes across the breast, that usually brings about the late sonus. So machloch, that's what he translated. So it makes sense. So Amar Le Rabba.
Same shortage
as Yitzchak. Yeah, Tolek. Well, I don't know if it's, there's no kuf, but there it's sadi ches kuf. Here it's mem ches chaf. I don't know, same shortage, but it says davar hamevli de gichuch. The gichuch is like smiling, but whatever. Amar Le Rabba, so Rabba says, Mikufe Dekra, I don't need it from Unkos, I can learn it out, Mikufe Dekra Shmamina, because Kumaz, if you break down the word, is Kan Mikom Zima. Here is a place of Zima. So that's where he learns it from, that's what Kumaz means, and because we said Kumaz is the defus of the Beis HaRecha, sorry, Kumaz is the defus of over the Makom Erva, so that's where he says it's Makom Zima. Now, the Gemara is going to continue, Darshan the Psukim by Midjan. So they brought these carbonos. So Moshe got upset at the soldiers, and then it says v'nakrev es karbon Hashem. Then it says that they brought the carbon. So Amar Rav Nachman, what was going on here? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Moshe saw the ring of carbon. So he says to them, Amar lehen Moshe l'Yisrael, Shema chazartem lekilkulchem harishon. Maybe you went back to the original evil ways. Meaning the whole reason why the war from Midian started was because Bilam set the daughters of Midian out. And Bnei Yisrael were mezaneh with the Midian. So why are you bringing the carbon? Were you mezaneh with the women of Midian again, of Moab again? So you did it with Moab. Maybe you did it now with the Benos of Midian. So he says, Amru lo. They said, no. Lo nipka mimenu ish. No one did anything. We didn't count any man who did anything wrong with the Benos Moab. So Amar Lahen, so Moshe says to them, Im kain kapara lama. So why bring this carbon? What kapara do you need? So Amru lo. Imi de averi yatsanu, mini hero lo yatsanu. Alright, maybe we weren't nichshal, but we had Yerurim. We had to bring the carbon for that. So miyad, so right after that, Menachem is carbon Hashem. They brought the carbon Hashem. Moshe agreed. So Tanan, the Rebbe Yishmael, Vipnei Mahutz v'chu Yisro v'osro ador kapara. Why did the children of Israel that generation require kapara? Mipnei shezanu eineyem in erva. They, whatever, they feasted their eyes on the erva. Okay, like that. They took a look. They took a look. So Amar Rav Sheshes. Why is the tachshitim of b'chutz, the outer jewelry, counted with the inner jewelry? Meaning, look at the pasuk. It says, tabas agil v'chumas. That there's a ring, which is worn on the finger, and then agil v'chumas, which most of these things that were worn under the clothing. So why are they counted together? What do you mean, why are they counted together? I mean, that's the facts. That's how it is. So I saw somewhere that you have to look at the pasuk. The way the pasuk is broken down, the probably a gra, but if the way the pasuk is broken down is that it says each ashamatzik lizav etzadav etzamid esnacha, and then it continues tabas agil v'chumas. So why is the pasuk broken down that way? To say it seems like the pasuk is broken in a way to specifically include the tabas with the agil and the chumas. So the Gemara answers, right? The Gemara answers. Lomalach, the teacher, kol hamistakel ve'etzba ketana shel isha. Anyone who looks at the place where the ring is worn, which is the tabas of the isha, gilu mistakel b'makom ha'torfa. As if he looks at the makom ha'erva, the same thing. I guess obviously if you're looking at it for, like, you know, for certain purposes, as opposed to just seeing someone's finger. But still, the comparison exists that it's the same thing. That's why the tabas is written in the same phrase as chumas. Okay. Next. Now we get back to back to things that you can carry or not carry outside on Shabbos. So now the Mishnah's before mentioned what a woman is not permitted to go to the Rosh HaRabim, and now it's a bunch of things that the woman is permitted to go out to the Rosh HaRabim with while she's wearing. Yotza Isha, a woman is permitted to go to the Rosh HaRabim and Shabbos wearing these following things. Bechute Sa'ar, with these strands of hair. I guess she had these strands of hair that she would sort of use as a pony holder. Some sort of pony holder that she would use those to tie her hair. Bain Minshela, whether it is they would take it out of her own head of hair. Bain Mishel Chaverta, whether it's her friend's hair. Bain Mishel Behema, or maybe it's some sort of animal hair that's used. Okay? Now, the Rambam in the Parish of Sinai says, you're not worried that maybe she's going to take them out. Number one, you're not worried that she's going to take the strings out and show it to her friends. Those are one of the problems, because if she does, then her hair will be the whole thing will come down, and her hair underneath will be exposed. We're not worried about that. Not worried about that. So, and the other thing, maybe it's not talking about a single girl. Maybe it's only talking about a married girl. And the other thing is that we're worried that she's going to take it out when she goes to mikvah. The Rambam says, well, then these things aren't tied too tight, tight enough that she would be permitted to go to mikvah with these things as well. Bezman Zed, the woman would go to mikvah with nothing. But it seems from these Mishnayos that there's certain things, because remember we learned that if you weren't concerned that the woman would take it off on Shabbos, that means it's not a chatzitza. But we don't do that. So we must see here. Well, it depends on the filling. It depends on the type of the filling. If it's mamish temporary, and it's made to come in and out, then it's a different story. But I remember my father's a dentist. He used to get shilas from the rav. Because from the rabbi of the shul, because the woman would come and ask the rabbi about the filling, and the guy who's your dentist, they call my father and say, what type of filling is this? So the father would have to tell them what type of filling it is. You know, if it's made to stay in, then it becomes part of the body. I mean, I'm not passing. I'm just saying that that's what seems to be the case. But we'll get to false teeth in this mission as well. Okay, so he says, also she can go out with this totefes, which was some sort of tafshit, golden, that used to go across her head, go across her forehead from ear to ear. Ubisar beaten. It's some sort of tafshit that's on her head, and it goes down to her, like a headband that goes on to her cheeks. Bisman chain to furim, as long as they are tied, because then she's not going to take them out, right? Just to undo the tie, I guess she's going to be magalia her hair. Next, she can go out with the chavul. Here we had a machlokes what chavul was, but here chavul seems to clearly mean this sort of woolen hat that's worn underneath what she's wearing on her head. Again, we're not concerned that she's going to take that off. Ubepeya nachris, she can walk out with a peya nachris. Rashi says peya nachris, kliasar telusha, some sort of wig. Vitzorbusa al saara im kliasa shatira valaseir. She wears it on her head, so people think she has a lot of hair. Shetel. Yes, it's a shetel. So you can go out with a shetel into, but it says, where can she go out to the shetel? Not into the Rosh HaRabim. She can go out only to the chatzer. Okay. So you have to, if you're doing this Mishnah, you have to mention the Shilta Giborim. Shilta Giborim, it's on Daf Chav Tes in the Rif. He says, Yira Mizeh, from here. What? The Pei Nachas L'chatzer. I didn't make it up. So the Shilta Giborim, says here, Yirimizeh, from here, lehavi raya, to bring a raya, b'smach l'nashim, and a proof for women, hayotzus b'kisei sha'arus alehem, to go out with what's covered, with these hair coverings, nesuos, right, aval b'mokom kliya sa'ara nosos sa'arus chavrutein shekorim krinolav b'laz. Eventually, with a shetel, you have a raya, that you're allowed to wear a shetel. That shetel is considered a hair covering, right? Me'ahid d'shanino, with perek b'me isha yotze daf samach dalot, she isha yotze pe'en nachas b'shabes. We'll pay for some refarshim. What is that? He pay a nachos. He magbas yidbeku bosei arna. You put a lot of nice hair on it. The harbe say a nar vaharbe. With a sim also isha al rosha, and the woman puts on her hair. Kadesh tit kashet beseyar. But hasam be isha nesua myri. We're talking about an isha nesua myri. Mesni yisim be amar. Because we see later on, we're talking about not shalotis gan the baila, right? Hare never met a shet. We're talking about hair covering. Not talking about
hair.
No, I don't think so. A box, it's some sort of box or something like that. Das Yehudis, das, I don't think so. V'harei player nachris, harei mamish kein elo, kris mashma lehejishim, v'teresh mox Yisrael, v'yitkashis v'hem, he says, seir v'isha erba, t'gamar lo havi ela b'seir, dovet g'psara. For whatever reason, seir v'isha erba only means, says the Shilta Giborim, if the hair is growing from the head. But once it's hair that's separate from the hair that's separate from the head, that doesn't count as the shev yisur and seyar the yisur and erva. So this Shulchan Giborim says they clearly can wear a sheitel. Again, yesh cholkim. There are others who argue, and they have to disprove the Shulchan Giborim's proof from our Mishnah. But you can't mention this Mishnah without mentioning the Shulchan Giborim. Shulchan right here starts the whole shaila of whether or not sheitels are a legitimate form of a hair covering for a married woman.
The question is, why can't he go to Jerusalem?
What?
Why can't you
not go to?
Right. Why is it limited to chutzpah? I mean, what? It's part of her.
Tosos on Daf Nun Zayin mentioned that. Tosos said that maybe they'll make fun of her, because again Rashi says over there they're wearing the peyanachris. They're wearing the peyanachris to show that they have extra hair or something like that. Maybe they'll make fun of her and take it off that she has this thing. I don't think the sheitels weren't made like, I'm not gonna say anything.
It wasn't a 5,000.
Yeah. It wasn't. Could have been. Yeah. Next, woman could go out b'moch sheba'ozna. She can go out with some sort of wad of cotton or something in her ear, I guess to absorb if she has a leaky ear. U'b'moch shebisandala. She puts on some sort of Dr. Scholl's type thing in her shoe. U'b'moch sheskina dinasa, some sort of feminine pad she can walk out with on Shabbos as well. And Rashi says, "Major Machlokes here." Rashi says, "Linidasa." He says, "But also makom." You put it down. Also makom. She yivla bo hadam, can absorb the blood. V'lo yitanef bigdeha, in order that her clothing doesn't get. But the Mar says, the Tosos asks. The Tosos says, "Perish akusa, but also conscious, but also makom. Shivlo hadam, v'lo yitanef bigdeha." Can't be. It can't be that you're wearing something to protect the clothing. Because you're only allowed to go out to wear something that protects the body, not something that protects the clothing. We learned that already.
So that's
what Tosa says. To protect clothing from getting dirty, that's a masoi. But he says here, Kadamar Parakama, the chol tsuli tinuf lochashiv umasihu. Lachin yoli shal yolipul absara. That the blood will fall onto her. No, Eilach Hanami makes no difference regarding this moch, but the reason makes a difference. Because Tosos is saying you can't say that the reason is to protect the clothing. To protect the clothing is not a valid reason. The reason is exactly. So that's why she has to, right? She'll leave all basara v'tibayish alev and nimsa mitzar, and then she'll be embarrassed if people see it. But Tosos says you have to have the right reason. Okay, and she can also go out pilpel. She can go out with this sort of peppercorn, I guess, to put in her mouth for bad breath. Ubigalgal melach, and with some sort of kernel of salt, I guess, to help her teeth. The chol davar shenita on sofpia, anything she puts in her mouth to get rid of bad breath. Ubilvad shelo yitein lechatchila b'shabbos. Provided she's not put what? She's not put this in her lechatchila b'shabbos. So it was a machlokas whether ubilvad shelo yitein lechatchila b'shabbos applies just to the last things we mentioned, the pilpel, or it applies to the entire mishnah, the imnafel lotachir, and if these things that she put in, if they fell out, you can't put them back in. So what's the ubilvad shelo yitein lechatchila b'shabbos? What's going on? So let's just finish the mishnah again. The Mishnah says, Shein tot teves, right? Some false tooth, right? Shein shel zahav, or some gold tooth. Rebbe Matir, Rebbe permits him to go out on Shabbos, because that's for a mum. So there's no shach that she's going to take it out. The Chachamim Osrim, Chachamim, they say no, because since it's something that's Mishuna, it doesn't look like teeth nowadays. It doesn't look like a bridge or something that someone puts in the mouth. It looks like actual real teeth then. So maybe people will make fun of her and she'll take it out. But you see here also that maybe the only concern was that people will take it out. It's not a concern about a chatzitza. So these types of teeth don't seem to be a chatzitza when it's legabe mikvah. Okay.
Is it the whole world weird, false gold teeth back?
I don't know. In the movies, most of them had like empty spaces. I don't know what the whole world went back then.
It sounds like it's an isolated thing. Everyone is doing
it. I don't know whether it was isolated. I don't know. The halach lemaaseh, Shulchan Aruch and Paskins, it says as follows, Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Tezvav, she can go out with a moch hakasher muhuda for ozna if it's tied in her ear, a moch she besandla that's tied to her sandal. She can go out umoch she skina lidasa. She go out with a moch for her nida. She's and the Ramah passes like Tosos. He says shelo yipil dam aleha v'yitzarena. Clearly like Tosos, the blood doesn't fall on her. I feel ino kasher, even if it's not tied. She can go out with the pilpil, the girl so melach, anything in her mouth. The Mishnah Berurah says this bilvad is only going on the things that she's putting in her mouth. things we're putting in our mouth, she can't do it lechatchila on Shabbos.
What does that mean? She puts in a mint before Shabbos? Yeah. The whole Shabbos?
Yeah. Whatever they had some sort of thing that it was a cure. I guess so. I don't know what it is. So that's what that Shulchan Aruch says. Right, but just to say that see, there's a difference, I guess. They bring down there's a difference between those things and like mouthwash that we have. Mouthwash that we have nowadays is sort of just masks the smell. You're talking about these items that are actually, I mean, we must have something like that also that actually cures the bad breath. They have these medications also, I guess, that they could do. What? Yeah, we don't believe the commercials.
The
medical, what? Well, Salvatic said you don't believe the commercials. That's what's a part of his whole toothpaste issue. You don't believe the commercials. That's all for advertising. But again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down when it comes to the moch of the nida, he says, "Aval im osa ella b'shvil atzuli tinuf." If she's only putting the moch to save herself from the possibility of it getting onto her clothing, latzi begadel shloit tefenu usher. That is usher. If her mindset, she doesn't care, she's by herself, and there's going to be no embarrassment, and she's only wearing it in order that if her clothing doesn't get stained, that is usher. Because something that's lechatzil mitinuf is not considered a malbush, it's just a masoi. It has to be that she's wearing it to protect her body from getting dirty. Okay. Utsricha, the Mishnah mentioned that the woman could go out with the pony holder, whether it's her hair, whether it's from the hair of a friend, whether it's from a behemoth. So why do we need all three? So Gemara says, Usricha, the Ashmin Dida, had we just said that she's allowed to go out with the chute se'ar of hers, we would say that only those are mutter, mishum de lomois, because that's not disgusting, and no one's going to be choshesh that they're going to make fun of her and she's going to take it out and carry it. But aval cheberta de mois, maybe wearing someone else's hair is disgusting, not so much anymore. Ema lo, maybe we say that would be asur, because maybe they'll make fun of her and she will take it out. That's why we have to have both. V'yashmin the chaverta, and we say the chaverta, we say that's not so disgusting because the bas minohu, at least it's from the same species as she is. It's human hair, right? The aval the behema, the la bar minehu, maybe she'll take that off. Amalo, so tricha, therefore we write all three. I don't understand, so why don't we just do the hair, say that she can go out with the hair of the animal, and then kosher can't she go out with the hair of her friends, and kosher can't she go out with the hair of her own hair. I don't understand why they didn't explain why we needed the other two. We just explained why we needed 2 to 1, right, and 3 to 2. But once we have 3, why do I need 2 and 1? I don't get that. Okay, so Tana, we learned in Abraisa, Ubilvad shalotetze yalda. Right? Let's say Yalda Zakena, or Zakena be Yalda. A young girl shouldn't go out, whose hair is dark, shouldn't go out with the chute sara of an older woman, meaning she should be using gray hair to cover her dark hair, and a gray haired woman should be using the dark hair to cover it. Right? So Gemara says, Bishlama, I understand Zakena be Yalda. I understand why you have to teach me the chiddush, that a Zakena shouldn't go out with the hair of a Yalda, because Shvachula, maybe she won't be embarrassed. She'll go out this way anyway, even during the chol, because it looks good for her. She's tying her hair up with dark hair. Now she has more dark hair. She looks younger. So that's why the price had to teach us that on Shabbos, that's still us for Tehu. Ella Yalda Bezakena Amai. We learned this the way Tosas learns it. Why does she have to teach us this din to begin with? Ginai Hula. She'll never do this anyway. Because even on the Chol, she won't do it. Because who wants to look and have gray hair? So of course it would be us to do it. Because of course it's a Ginai. And she'll take it off on Shabbos and carry it. So the Gemara says, you're right, Eilchanami, I had the ton of Zakena, but Yalda, once you mentioned that Zakena shouldn't go out with the hair of the Yalda, Tananami, Yalda, Bezakena. The Yalda, the Zakena, you can't go out. Okay.
What can
a Zakena
go out with the Yalda then?
That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that maybe they'll say to her, you know, it looks weird that you're full of gray hair and you have these black strands of hair in your hair, and she'll take it off. Okay.
Back then, it may be different now because people want to color their hair and want to look
better. Ask your LOR. Yeah, LOR.
Orthodox.
LOR. Okay. Right. There was LOL. I learned LOR last night. Okay, for my daughter. V'chavul u'bepeyah nachros l'chatzer. The Mishnah says that you can go out with this chavul, which was this under hat, and the peyah nachros to the chatzer. So I'm a Rav. Rav says, kol shu asucham l'tzeisbo rishos harabim, os l'tzeisbo l'chatzer. Rav says, anything that chavim said, you're not allowed to go out to rishos harabim, which we mentioned before, you can't go out to the chatzer with, because maybe you'll forget and bring it to Rosh Hashanah. Chutz mi kavul upei nachros, except for the kavul upei nachros, those bedafka, those things are allowed to go out into the chutzner, even though they're not allowed to go out to into Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Ani bar Sosom ishmei Rabbi Shmuel Amar hakol ke kavul. Says no, everything's like the kavul upei nachros. That anything that is, everything that was also Rosh Hashanah has the same thing as the upei nachros that you're allowed to go into the chutzner with. So Tanan, so wait a second. We have, if according to Rav Ani Bar Sason. Why does our Mishnah have to specifically mention the Chavul and the Pei Anachos? Right? Just say, since they're, if they're, just say they're not allowed to go, we know they're allowed to go to the Rosh Hashanah with it, but they're allowed to go to the Chatzir. So why is it mentioned specifically they can go to the Chatzir? Titnan, the Chavul and Pei Anachos, the Chatzir. So Bishnah, the Rav Nicha, I understand they're going to Rav, because really, it would be usher to go with them into the Chatzir, had it not been listed, because you're not allowed to go to the Rosh Hashanah. Elul Rabbanayin Bar Sason Kasha. Why does our Mishnah say Dafka by the Chavul and the Pei Anachos and not by other things? Why does it only mention the Chavul and the Pei Anachos that you can go out to the Chatzir? He says everything you go out to the Chatzir. It's just you can't go into the Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says Rabbanayin Bar Sason Mishmei the Man Ka'amarle. Who does he say his halacha? Mishmei Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi Tana Hu Upali. He's a Tana and he's cholik on our Mishnah, who's only matir the Chavul and the Pei Anachos to go into the. To go into the chatzir, he matters everything to go into the chatzir. So our Mishnah is going like Rav, but Rav Ani is going like Rabbi Shmuel, who's a Tana and argues on our Mishnah. So Urav Mashnai Hani. So according to Rav, who says that everything that even if you can't go out into the Shusarabim, you can't wear it into the chatzir. So why by the Chavul and Pei Anachos does he say otherwise? Why are these? Does he have the exception by these two? So Amrula Ula says the reason is as follows: it's in order to make her look nice. Kidei Shalot Tisgane Al Baila. So she doesn't become totally ugly to her husband. Uchidasanya, we have the following brisa. The Chachamim were very choshesh for this, but by the Nida it says, in the Pasuk Nida it says, Vahadava benidasa. Zakenim Arishonim Omrim, Omru, the older Zakenim said, how did they translate the Pasuk? It says, a Nida should be a Dava. Shlo tichol, she shouldn't put makeup on. Shlo tifko, she shouldn't make around her eyes. Shlo tifko, she shouldn't put makeup on her face. She shouldn't make her face red. Shlo tikashesh b'vdei tzvonim, she shouldn't wear colored clothing. She should just basically look like the olden days, what a menstruating woman looked like. They put her outside and just be ugly. You know, be separated. So Achabar Rekiva, until Rekiva came and believed it and said, no, im kain, atamigana albaila. The husbands are going to despise her. If you do that, Megan al Baila, Venimsa Bala Megarsha, and she's going to divorce her for whatever reason. He's going to divorce her. So he's going to divorce her, then he's going to marry the next woman.
Same thing's
going to happen. So Svasema says, no, because clearly this is a case where there's a Shalom Bias issue to begin with, and this is going to be the last straw that breaks the camel. If it's a good relationship, we don't have to really worry about it. But Rakib is worried about those relationships that are sensitive. And he wants, so even for those relationships, you have to be careful with. And that, because, and I think the reason is because if you know the machlokas in the end of Gittin, as to why you can divorce a wife. But Shammai says it has to find her, you have to find an erva, to find something that she did wrong. And Beis Hillel says, you know, for any reason. And Rekiva's holding like Beis Hillel. So you can divorce her for any reason. So if you're having the Shalom Bias issues to begin with, this is going to be the reason to divorce her. You gotta be careful. Because you don't want to allow her to get to that stage where he has any reason to divorce her. Now Chavi, they hold like Beis Shammai. They're not worried about this because you can't divorce her. What's the problem? He holds like Beis Shammai. And it makes sense also because it's Zakenim Harishonim. This goes back into Rabbi Lau's book. The older law was more along the lines of Beis Shammai, as opposed to Beis Hillel, who was more mechadish and more open-minded. Okay, digress. Ella ma tam alomer v'dov v'nidasa. So according to Rabbi Kiva, what does the word v'dov v'nidasa mean? It comes to teach us v'nidasa tehei ad shetavo b'mayim. She is a nida until she goes to mikvah, meaning even after her 7 days pass, she still considers tamei until she goes into the mikvah. The nidus, the rules of the nidus, does not end just when the blood flow stops. She has to go to the mikvah. So therefore, you see from here that there's a chash shalotus gane albaila. So that's why they permitted. That's why in this case, Ula says Rav allowed her to wear the pei anachos and the kavul into the chatzer because she has to wear something. So because we're still concerned about shalotus gane albaila.
Not concerned about that.
She's not going to go to Rosh Hashanah. Why would the woman go to Rosh Hashanah to begin with? What about the chatzer?
Nowadays, women can go out.
Right. So nowadays, that's what the Tosos over here says. It quotes over here. This Tosos Rav Anani Baruch Shimon Omer Kol Kavol. He says that the halacha is like Rav Anani Rabbi Sasson, that because he said in the terms of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi and Rabbi Shmuel is Tana Lepolig and whatever. So he says that it seems that you could go into any of these things. You could go into the chatzer, and then he brings down well. Women wear tachshitim out on Shabbos because we don't have a Rosh Hashanah. We don't have a real Rosh Hashanah. That's one answer, and we saw this before. Another answer would Tosfos brings down to us, no, because the only thing we're afraid of, you're afraid they're going to take them off and show him. But nowadays, everyone has jewelry. It's not such a, it's a pretty common thing. No one's going to take it off and show it. Then the last thing Tosa says, Mutav Yeshogi Malu Mazid, they're all brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as to why women, Mizmanazeh, go, don't be all these Mishnayos, no one really listens to. They all go out with jewelry, you know, Mizmanazeh, into the when there's no ear. What? Right, well, sometimes circumstance changing can change the halacha, sometimes it can. It depends whether it was built into that or not. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. Have a good day.